Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But hopefully, if this technology has worked, mm-hmm. we've got somebody on this line who's going to talk to us about the Million Dollar Bash. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. We're very excited about the event.
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's coming up, it's on the 31st, isn't it?
That's right, 31st of August at the County Showground in Northwood.
Oh, lovely.
And I was just looking at the list here. You've got some interesting people playing, haven't you?
Well, yes. I mean, the Million Dollar Bash is promoted by the All White Now group. And, you know, your slogan for the station is for the people, by the people. And this is very much what All White Now is about. It's island-centric people who wanted to salute the original iconic 68, 69 and 70 Isle of Wight festivals and the influence they've had. And so we've tried to create a bill here which really sort of celebrates what was going on in 69 when Bob Dylan, of course, shocked the world by turning his back on Woodstock, choosing to come out of retirement as he was then in sort of a semi-retirement to play his comeback gig at the Isle of Wight. And yeah, we've got some great acts. We've got a Dylan-centric band paying tribute to Dylan with Ashley Hutchings from Fairport Convention putting that together.
All right.
We've got one of the greatest folk rock musicians of the last 40 years, Richard Thompson, also playing. He's he was described by the LA Times as the best songwriter since Dylan and the best electric guitarist since Hendrix.
Oh. So
that's quite a... Wow. Quite a sort of tribute to Richard Thompson. So Richard Thompson's coming. For rockers, we've got Wishbone Ash.
Been here before, haven't they?
Yeah, they're celebrating their own 50th anniversary this
year. Wow.
Now you're making me feel old.
Yeah. Well, they're still going great guns, Wishbone Ash. And
this is
their only UK festival appearance of 2019.
That's a bit of a coup then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's their only festival appearance this year. They're going on a 50th anniversary tour later in the year over the autumn and winter, but this is the only time you'll get to see them, hopefully, when the sun shines in the summer.
Oh,
we've got some great returnees from 1969, acts who played actually with Dylan on the day back in 69. We've got Julie Felix coming back.
Yes.
We've got Jackie Maxey's Pentangle. And from the Pretty Things, we've got Phil May and Dick Taylor, who of course lives on the island.
Yeah.
And they're back as well as some other great bands such as Kossoff, the band Plays On, which is very much in the line of Free, who were one of the 69 acts.
Oh yes.
And some of the, I would keep an eye on Dina Walmsley. Dina, you might remember her. She was one of the big stars of ITV's The Voice this year.
All right, yes.
She was Tom Jones's protege and finished runner-up.
All right.
And, Dina will be performing
for
the younger ones. And Blair Dunlop, who is Ashley Hutchings' son, who's a brilliant singer-songwriter and a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award winner, he's on the bill as well. So we've got a cracking bill.
It's a shame we can't get Jimi Hendrix, isn't it?
Just a little bit. Yeah. That is a shame. But, of course, next year we're doing the 1970 Festival anniversary, and we will be, no doubt, factoring in the influence of Hendrix in next year's
I'm thing. Sure you will.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is a fantastic lineup, I have
Isn't
to say,
it just?
For people of a certain age. But there is an appeal to the younger set as well, I think.
Yeah, there is, I think, especially with Dina and with Blair Dunlop. They're both in their 20s, cracking young artists. As I say, Blair Dunlop won the BBC Radio 2 Folk Rock Award a few years back. And Dina, she's just a baby. She's 23. And she's fantastic. She's a real rising talent.
Oh, good
but
for her.
I can tell you, I can give you a little bit of an exclusive.
Well, go on.
Bob Dylan himself has been in touch with the Million Dollar Bash team to give his blessing. I can't give you any more details than that, but we will be revealing more about Bob Dylan getting in touch with us later.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
But Dylan himself has been in touch, which is fantastic. And it sort of chimes quite nicely because across the pond, they tried to do a similar 50th anniversary event for Woodstock. And
it's been cancelled, hasn't it?
It's been cancelled.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So people who want to celebrate just what the great festivals of the late 60s and early 70s meant, you know, should get themselves along to the bash on the 31st. Because it's going to be a great day,
isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, and for the price, £44.
Yeah,
you get to see that.
£40 if you buy your tickets on the island. You can buy hard copy discounted tickets on the island where you escape the booking fee of online.
Mm. Right.
You can get the tickets online at allwhitenow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them on the island hard copy. You can get them at Dimbola Galleries and Museum at Freshwater Bay, or pop into that great cafe bar, That 60s Place on Cowes High Street.
Oh, yes.
They're both selling hard copy tickets.
That's
there,
good.
It's £40, £22 for under 18s.
Oh,
well, I beg your pardon, with the discount, it's £40, £20 for under
18. No, we're not under 18, sorry.
Under 10s go free, of course.
This is Saturday the 31st of August, so you haven't got long. Are you at the hair tearing out stage with this yet?
Are we at the what?
The tearing your hair out stage with this yet, because
we've been tearing our hair out about it since the middle of last summer, I think.
I know it's a common comment that people make to me, that, oh yeah, I'm doing this festival, I'm organising this event, but I'm at the hair tearing out stage now.
Yeah, I know exactly what, you know, there's a lot of work that goes on.
Yeah, for sure it is.
But we hope it'll all be worthwhile, and, you know, to get actually some feedback from the great man himself, from Bob Dylan.
Fantastic.
So will you be there yourself?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes, absolutely. Mm. Will I ever?
Well, I don't know, you might not be.
But, I mean, I just looking at you saying, the flyer we've got here has got the headline bands in it, which you're saying, Pentangle, which, you know, I hadn't forgotten about them, but I haven't heard from them for absolutely ages.
No, not for years.
The Pretty Things, Robin Hitchcock. We've got, there's other acts included, there's loads of them. I'm not going to go through them all now, but all of them are there to evoke the spirit and the memories of 1969, which is the idea of the whole thing, isn't it? Mm.
They absolutely are, and we've also got a spoken word acoustic tent where we're featuring some great poets. Roger McGough, who a lot of people will know from Scaffold.
Yeah.
And, of course, he does a big radio poetry program. And Brian Patton, who is another one of the Liverpool poets from the 60s. They'll both be performing poetry. And Andy Roberts, who was a member of the Liverpool scene back in the day and played in 1969.
Oh.
He'll be with them on stage sharing their thoughts for the in the acoustic marquee. So it'll be great. We've got a main stage for the bigger acts, and a nice quieter space for the acoustic band.
That's excellent. So there's plenty for everybody there.
There's plenty for everybody, and we look forward to welcoming as many people as possible, and really making, you know, an island event a big success.
That's right. I'm also pleased to say you just dropped into the conversation that there's one coming up next year for the 1971. So I'm really very pleased to hear that. So
yes. Well, we started it last year with a quite modest event for the 2018, the inaugural Isle of Wight Festival.
Yes.
We had an event in September last year at Tapnell Farm.
You did, yes.
Which was a nice little event, 350 sellout at Tapnell Farm. We've gone up a notch for 1969 and what people call the Bob Dylan Festival.
Yeah.
And this is quite a bit bigger, but next year we hope to really blow people's socks off, because, of course, the 1970 Jimi Hendrix Festival was...
Yes.
On another level.
So you won't have any hair at all then by next year?
None. It'll all have gone. And I think there'll be a few more worry lines as well.
But it's all worth it. Now, let me just give the details again. You can get tickets from Dimbola. Freshwater Bay. Nice tea shop there while you're buying your tickets.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Jimi Hendrix statues.
If you've not seen the Jimi Hendrix statue, the sculptor has captured the spirit of him brilliantly.
Yes.
Really is worth looking at. Well, that 60s place in Cowes. There'll be plenty of people at Cowes Week next week. So go and buy yourself a ticket whilst you're there.
Yep.
And this is on the Saturday the 31st August.
Yes, it runs from 11 in the morning till 11 at night. So it's a full
day.
12 hours entertainment, and we think it's pretty good value for £40.
Those of you who know, you can get to the Northwood Showground on the number one bus from Newport or Cowes. It's very, very easy. There's a bus stop right outside.
It is.
And runs very late.
And runs very late indeed. So you've got no problems getting home. I presume you can buy tea and biscuits.
Oh, yes. We'll have full concessions there. We've also made a point of mentioning this will be the world's first dementia-friendly festival.
So yes, I saw that, yes.
Because it appeals to across the generations, but obviously a lot of the older fans are in that group most affected by dementia. We want to welcome everybody. There'll be special zones for them to chill out in.
Excellent.
Everything will be done to make them feel at home.
Oh, wonderful.
That's amazing. Well, well done for that alone,
yeah,
to be honest. So you can go to allwhitenow.com or ticketline.co.uk if you want to book online. But if you can get to that 60s Place or Dimbola Lodge, get your tickets now.
Yes.
Yeah, and save a few bob.
Thanks very much, Bill, for being on. And
pleasure.
We wish you luck with it all. We're looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fantastic. And let's hope the weather stays right for you, because it should do, shouldn't it?
It should, in August, after all.
Well, let's hope so. But we do have a very, very, very big marquee.
I'm sure you do.
Just on standby in case we need that.
Yes. I think you're a very wise man. Thanks very much. That's 31st Northwood Park, where they hold the county show. It'll be great. Thanks very much, Bill. And
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.